I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Nope.
Matt, you still awake?
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. Man, I missed you guys. It was only yesterday since I talked to you last. So today is really, really, really exciting because we have a new LA Startup Spotlight. It's an incredible female founder growing an awesome company that is so going to serve your needs as a startup. You're going to be blown away hearing about Equity Directory.
Ooh.
Welcome, Lisa.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your company.
Yeah, sure. Lisa McGill. As Esprit said, I am the co-founder of Equity Directory, and we work to match entrepreneurs with startup talent that's all willing to exchange work for equity. So if you're looking for a developer or a designer, an advisor to help you and your startup become successful in exchange for equity or combination of equity or cash, that's what we are here for.
Now, what role do you play within Equity Directory?
Yeah, as co-founder, I wear a ton of hats, obviously, but I do a ton of the back-end stuff. So a lot of the accounting and finance and fundraising and all that kind of fun stuff, but also very much in the copywriting and marketing and building brand awareness.
Awesome. And how big is your team?
We are two co-founders. We have a developer that's amazing. His name's Jason. He's been around for about a year with us. And then we have four other part-time, working for part-time equity, naturally, team members as well on the dev and design side.
When were you founded?
We actually put up our first landing page last April 2015. Super lean strategy model, you know, went to make sure that we had enough demand before we put everything else aside to do it. Went into beta for the first time last November and have been in private beta ever since. So,
and how did you, like, who is your co-founder and how did you attract your team?
My co-founder is an amazing guy. His name's Colin Vincent. And we met here in Santa Monica, grabbed coffee a few times and just really hit it off about the struggles entrepreneurs go through and ideas we had about helping entrepreneurs become more successful. And that's how the idea kind of unfolded for us and us doing it together. And then in terms of attracting our team, quite honestly, everyone who is on our team signed up for Equity Directory initially. They were customers first. They were saying, hey, I'm really interested in what you're doing. I would love to work for Equity. And we're like, hey, you look awesome. Maybe you'll work for Equity for us too. And that's really how we're recruiting within our own customer base, really.
That's rad. And what was the pain point that inspired you and Colin creating Equity Directory?
Personally, I had worked for startups in the past. I had worked for the same startup for almost 5 years, and we had launched multiple products out of that same team. And I learned a lot about equity and the dangers of not understanding the equity that you receive through that process. And I had also since then worked as a freelancer. And Colin also had worked as an entrepreneur, tried to launch companies, and had worked as a freelancer. And so both of us had that awareness of the problems each side has, and the fact that there isn't a really good solution in terms of matching or looking for jobs that are specific to the needs of freelancers or entrepreneurs specific to equity. And so we'd both seen both sides and knew there was a pain point, knew that it was a tricky one, and decided to go after it.
Can you share one customer success story that Equity Directory has had on your customers?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. We have a handful, luckily. So the neat thing is about our product is we are able to track and kind of keep up with our customers. We have a very supportive beta customer base, which we're thankful for. And so we survey them often and kind of try to learn about, you know, their experience on our product and how they would have done things differently. And in that, we get to hear their stories. And one of the stories is about a guy named Peter. And Peter had a great idea. He was in grad school and had a team in grad school that came up with this idea. And the school agreed to pilot test that product. And they had like 2 months to get everything together. So of course they're scrambling because they're like, oh, this is like the opportunity of a lifetime. We have this idea as students, our own school's willing to pilot it. This could be the beginning of our business before we're even out of grad school. However, they had no designer. And so they were looking for a designer to work part-time to help their team kind of finesse the design experience, the user experience of their application, these kinds of things. And they went on Equity Directory and found a designer who has a full-time job, works a 9-to-5, you know, super boring, you know, typical day job. in the office wearing a button up. And afterwards, he wants to be able to work on projects he's more passionate about. So he was on the platform. That's Craig, a designer. And the two matched up on Equity Directory and have been working together ever since on a product that is now going on to be successful.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah. Where in LA is Equity Directory based?
So I technically live in Silver Lake. We work out of my house. You know, Colin is up in the Bay Area now. And
he used to be in LA, right? In Santa Monica.
So I would say that we started everything in Santa Monica, but now, you know, my home is really our home base for now.
Awesome. And how has Los Angeles helped support the success of Equity Directory?
The LA tech scene is a unique scene in that it's diverse already. And the fact that it's I moved here from Chicago. So I have the perception and my opinions come from comparing from Chicago to LA. And I see that it is more diverse, more laid back. People are more approachable, but at the same time, they're doing more creative businesses. It's just interesting, the comparisons. Less B2B here, more consumer-faced businesses, but also just a lot more creativity in how people market themselves and how they approach building their target market. And we've had a lot of fun here because you can get creative about how you reach your target market in LA and the people you work with and the communities that you're involved in and the opportunities that being in an entertainment city allows you.
And how long ago did you move to LA from Chicago?
I think July. Yeah, so 2 years ago in July. It still feels like new sometimes, but very much learning to find home here now.
Yeah. Red. And what LA tech companies have you come across, or talent have you come across recently that have really impressed you?
The companies that comes to mind as being really impressive in LA is a company that was in Startup Next with us, and that's TestLoop.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. We did the We Are LA Tech activity with them.
Totally.
Wait, go ahead.
Yeah. I wish I could have been in that. It's fascinating because it's a father and a son, and their team is just completely awesome already. It's they're basically having to think 5, 6, 7, 8 years in advance, and they're building a business around where they think the market is going, which is unique. And something that's really hard to do as a startup, because you're not going to have necessarily the same technology or revenue model. Anything could change to change or affect your business. But TestLoop is basically providing rides in Teslas right now as they build out technology of which they believe will change the transportation market, and particularly in LA right now, which is just completely cool to me.
No, it's super cool. We're going to have TestLoop on the show. It's really exciting. Love TestLoop. We had an offline experience club. You guys know, if you guys want to check out the offline experience club that We Are LA Tech does, we unite investors, founders, engineers, product managers to get together and do cool things like horseback riding. And what we did with TestLoop is we went on a jack-o'-lantern tour. So TestLoop picked us up and took us in this self-driving car in the Tesla, and we went to a jack-o'-lantern tour. It was really, really, really fun. And it was so exciting because the side doors of TestLoop would fly
those
up from the future. Oh, it was so cool. And they have a concierge, and they have snacks. And so they go to Palm Springs and to Las Vegas. They're great. TestLoop is super, super great. If you haven't checked them out already, definitely check them out.
Yeah. And the potential of that at scale, once the self-driving cars is something that whatever regulatory bodies need to be aware of, and change the regulations to allow for, as they are able to go into additional cities, that'll be super exciting.
What resources in LA do you recommend? What has really helped you?
Certainly, the We Are LA Tech community has helped me build a network. I mean, quite honestly, it's most of the tech friends that I have come out of that community.
That's so great. I totally am never looking for a plug, and so many people respond to We Are LA Tech, and I'm like,
but it's true, right?
My heart butterflies.
So I think that, and then, the occasional co-working space. I've just recently gone to try to figure out if I can find a co-working space downtown LA, and so it's super exciting to see that more and more co-working spaces are going downtown LA. So being able to go to Control LA now downtown is really, really helpful.
And that's Control Collective. It's a super beautiful co-working space that completely believes in community. And they have just outstanding architecture, I think. And it's run by these founders, Talia and David, who just are really passionate and committed. And it's a really beautiful space. Even just take a tour there, Chris, their events manager, at least for the downtown LA location, like, is really, really friendly. And it's just, they're gorgeous. Don't you think they're, like,
it's beautiful. Gorgeous? Yeah. I love even just, like, walking in there because it looks like an old library.
Right.
But, like, also an old dance hall. But they've also just thought through, like, resources entrepreneurs need that they're not going to pay for, like movie studio space or like 3D printers, things like that, that you're not going to buy yourself, but you might leverage.
Right, right.
Brilliant.
Totally. I love Control Collective. They have, I believe they have a space in Marina Del Rey and in downtown LA. Aren't they building a third one? I'm not sure.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
But I was just excited to see that one pop up because it's close to home.
If you had one ask of the community, like the thousands of people listening right now, if anything could magically come true, what would your ask be?
I think the most important thing is, you know, if you're interested in or even considering the idea of having a side hustle or working for equity, we want to hear from you because we want to understand why people work for equity, what like motivates you to want to be involved in a startup, or like what passions would you look to, what excites you? Like if you're really excited about bicycles and like if you found a startup that is aligned with bicycles, you'd be willing to work for equity. Those kinds of things. We want to understand what motivates people to think that equity is something or enough to drive them to be involved in a startup. And so I'm always interested to learn that. So whether it's signing up and letting us know or just shooting me an email or a tweet to let me know.
And how can people connect with you?
You can find me on Twitter at Lisa A. McGill or at Equity Directory, or you can email me lisa@equitydirectory.com.
And we'll include Lisa's information in the show notes as well. So you guys definitely check out the show notes to get all the links super easy peasy.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for being on the We Are the Tech
Thanks
podcast.
For having me. It's
Yay.
Amazing.
I love, Lisa's been such a huge supporter of the LA Tech community and of me, and I just am so proud of her. If you want to meet more incredible people like Lisa, check out wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. We have an amazing, amazing private chat group of over 800 phenomenal people, so you can integrate into the LA Tech community right away. And if you simply just like love this show and love everything that We Are LA Tech does, and you want to just contribute to say like, oh, keep on going, go to wearelatech.com/believe. That's wearelatech.com/believe. We totally appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you guys, seeing you guys, hearing you guys in the next episode.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.